Ray Dunaway, and of course, Jody Ambrosio is here as well.
Yeah, and we've got an in-studio guest. Third man on the team is Sean Kinda Wooden,
nice. Yeah.
Who is the Democratic nominee for treasurer, of course, former Hartford City Council president, investment attorney, specializing in public pension funds for the past 20 years. Good morning.
Wow.
Thanks
Good
for getting
morning.
Here. How are you?
It's great to be with you guys.
The campaign is well underway. It's got 3 weeks to go, and Ray and I both liked your last TV ad.
That's one of the reasons I said we got to get him in.
Was it hard to induce the kids to get in the ad?
No, it was actually just the opposite. I told them they wouldn't have to speak, and my youngest son demanded a speaking role.
Do you really go around the house turning the lights off?
I absolutely do.
Okay, Joe, in his honor, let's turn them off in here. No, really?
With my father.
Oh, yeah, you're burning money. Yeah, forget it. God. It does. So, okay, how does that go then? I guess the point is, look, if I'm careful with the money around my house, I'll be careful with your money in my role as treasurer.
That's exactly right. And it's, you know, just being financially responsible at home and being responsible with the public's money as well.
You were talking about pensions. What has been really pro forma in the past has been, you know, oh, we're going to get a 7-8% return. We're definitely going to get that. You know, and we make that promise and you can't do it, right? Exactly. So what do you do?
Yeah, so pension funds throughout the country, many of them have had inflated return assumptions.
Yes.
And, you know, the reason they do that is because it makes it look like you need less money to fund it. But anyone, you know, kind of serious in this space knows that, you know, an 8% return is not going to happen within the next 5 years on average.
Certainly not after yesterday.
Is that hard to get people to admit to that, though, Sean? I mean,
the truth hurts,
you know.
Right, exactly. The truth hurts, and the truth actually increases the contribution level from our operating budget, right? So the tension with politicians is if the pension boards or pension fund, if they reduce those return assumptions, then the taxpayer contribution amount on an annual basis goes up, right? And so that's the tension. But, you know, my view is we ought to see the real costs and be very transparent and be honest about our assumptions.
Well, you know, who else does that is Limbo. I like Kevin Limbo.
Sure.
Kind of saying he sometimes breaks with the party line, so to speak.
I think in certain roles as comptroller, as treasurer, you have to be an independent voice.
Let's talk about the job, and we will in a minute. It's 8:44. We're here with Sean Wooden. TIC, I am Ray Dunaway, and you would be?
Jody Ambrosio.
Yes, you
Sean would. Wooden's here as well, the Democratic nominee for treasurer, running for election in November. Sean, when we talked to the gubernatorial candidates, all three of them have said, and it's obviously everybody knows that the main thing when they go around the state that people are concerned about is the economy. When you go around, is it the same thing, or do they ask you and talk to you about things that are germane to the position that you're running for?
Yeah.
So it's both, right? Everybody's concerned about the economy. Everybody's concerned about their job and jobs for the kids in this state, right? So that's a theme throughout. In addition to that, given my role of what it would be, it's retirement security. It's kind of the future and pensions and So that's a big issue on people's minds as well.
All right, here's just a question I asked you after the air. Do people really? I mean, Jim Vaisovich had somebody that was going for the job. I can't remember who it was, Republican, Democrat. I don't know. But he explained what the treasurer does. And the fact is, you know, it's a pretty important job. It really is, right?
It's a very important job, one that, you know, I always say people know that it has something to do with money.
Well, okay, that's fine.
Right? But for most people, it stops there. But in addition to managing a pension system for state and municipal employees, teachers, which is, you know, in excess of $30 billion, that there's all the state debt, right? So the state's credit card and the bonding, right, which is in excess of $20 billion that the treasurer manages. But in addition to that, you know, the college savings program for families, right, CHET.
Oh, CHET's a good one. That's been around for about 15, 20 years, right?
Yeah, and that's out of the treasurer's office, the workers' compensation a second injury fund program, that's out of the treasurer's office. The treasurer also sits on about 20 boards and commissions, right? So this is the bond commission, which a lot of folks know about, but also Connecticut Innovations, which is our venture capital arm of the state.
Right.
The housing finance Authority, the Health and Education Facilities Authority, right, for hospitals and colleges.
You're not going to have time for anything,
yeah, I mean,
man.
Forget it.
Seriously.
Port authorities, right, airport, the water ports, right? So the treasurer's responsibilities are pretty broad.
Okay, that's a big job.
It's a huge job. How has it from, not that you've obviously been in it before, but you've known people who have, how has it changed through the years? Has it become more complicated or less?
I would say just as complicated.
Okay. Column C, just as complicated.
just as complicated. And, you know, and I've done, as an investment lawyer, right. I've actually worked with the Connecticut Treasurer's Office for at least the last 15 years.
Okay.
Right? So I know a lot about the office.
Sean Wooden is with us, by the way. Your website is seanwooden.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough.
You got to have something simple.
Well, people who you know, there's so many of them. Something. If the simpler it is, the better off you are.
Yeah,
right. All these people who have numbers and you know hyphenated letters and things like that.
Oh my God!
Nobody's remembering those.
It's just remember, Sean Wooden.
SHAWNWOODEN.com.
The past couple of months, well, past couple of years, you know, we've been kind of on a roll here when it comes to the market, investments, so on and so forth. Have we gotten, and I think in the past when the market starts underperforming for a number of reasons, the revenues that come into the state then from all the bond traders, the venture capitalists, you know, the investment bankers, that goes down. But so does the return on the money. So, you know, like I say, at this point, we've done fairly well over the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years, the exception of yesterday. But okay. But I mean, the point is, you know, what do you do when that happens? Because it will happen.
Yeah. So the key to that is constructing a portfolio that's diversified. And so taking a whack on the public equity side, you know, like I'm sure the state did yesterday and many other institutional investors across the country, you have other asset classes that are less volatile, such as real estate, fixed income. So that's what you do to manage through ups and downs of the market cycles, right?
Because not everything's going to go down.
Not everything's going to go down.
God willing, yeah.
And as you know, as a pension fund, right, you're looking at meeting obligations, you know, over the next 20, 30, 40 years, right? So you look at a long-term investment strategy, so no one day, week, month, or even year, right, has too much of a dramatic
responsibility
impact.
Responsibility there, bud.
And do people have – are people – it seems like the education is out there for people to know what's going on. But do they look to that? I mean, are the people as well educated as they should be when it comes to their finances?
I would say as a general matter, probably not in terms of just your average person. You know, people are trying to make ends meet, trying to get their kids off to school.
Yeah.
You know, I know something just about that
did.
This morning. trying to, you know, put food on the table, right? And so kind of paying attention to every twist and turns of the market. You know, who has time for that when you're trying to read Donald Trump's tweets every day?
Sean, you know, the one thing he's a Democrat, by the way. Sean, just so you'll know. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is you're right. But the thing that I think Joe's kind of getting to is, you know, you assume it's going to be there. But there is a possibility that you may not be able to deliver. Is that something there?
Well, I think with respect to where the state is right now, there's a significant possibility, right? Our state is dramatically underfunded in the pension system. Teachers, which are heavily reliant upon it because they don't receive Social Security.
No.
So, and they're only 56% funded in terms of their pension system. State employees generally is only 38% funded. So we have a significant problem today and kind of looming. I think it's one of the biggest challenges facing our state. And not just for workers and retirees that depend on it, but for every taxpayer that has to support
Well,
this system.
Well, sooner or later, you got to make up the gap.
That's the deal
that was made.
That's right.
Sorry, we said we're going to do this, so we're going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, how much do you have to do? We got to go here in a minute, Sean. But what about health care? I mean, do you finance that? For example, if, in fact, you are a state employee, after you retire, you're pretty much covered by the state plan, are you not? In many cases.
In many cases, right, if you work long enough.
Is that a responsibility of yours?
That's not a responsibility of the treasurer's office.
Oh, we'll leave it to Tom Woodruff then. Take care of that. Dr. Woodruff.
Yes.
Hey, Sean, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Good luck down the home stretch, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again.
Thank you, guys. Love to come back.
Right. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Say hi to the boys. It's Sean with a W, SeanWooden.com.